little bit of a different role with this board. But we, if you're interested in philanthropy, community engagement, things like that, I would be happy to step up.
Swing More 24,
Booville, all those things. We do planning throughout the year. So if you're interested in philanthropy, if you're interested in community engagement, those type of things, I would be happy to step up for whoever might be interested that way, if that's...
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. And also our county councilors would like to meet with you, and we can do a tour up on the sixth floor, and so you can get a taste of what county government is like. And you can probably even come to, if you have time, that is, come to one of the hearings. And the first Tuesday of each month, the hearings are actually at 6 o'clock at night rather than 10 o'clock in the morning. So that might be a good opportunity for you to sit in. So, but maybe we can schedule a time that to go up on the sixth floor and actually just go meet the councilors one-on-one, as well as the county manager, and just get to know everybody. Yeah. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I think it's important that we each, that our mentoring reach out and find out what specific needs they want.
What they want.
Because they need to get back what they're looking for, as well as us taking from them.
Are we having three members? Last time we discussed it, it was four.
We reached out to all four, and only three responded.
Okay, yeah. So do we want to shoot for a one-on-one
yes.
sort of thing?
Because yeah,
I can mentor
sure.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we know that that,
which one?
That being on this board is not easy, because you have class schedules that you might be missing some classes as a result of this. So we hope this might be worth your while and that you'll stay with us. So,
I'll do a plug on what I kind of involved in, and then maybe they can pick like what interests them most. So like Diana kind of said, she's in the philanthropic sort of component. I, on the board, am involved with the Lewis and Clark Trail, which is a big project we're trying to do, which connects Steigerwald Wildlife Refuge to Ridgefield Wildlife Refuge. It's like a 47-mile trail. This will hopefully happen before I die. We need youthful people to get involved with it to, keep the torch going. I also have started a Facebook page for our board, trying to get more of a social media presence out, and would appreciate some help with that. So that's what I do. Barbara can kind of tell you what she works on.
Oh, what do I work on?
Everything.
Everything. I'm the old lady on the team. So I've been around a while, other than Kelly. He's king of the parks. And I guess I have a primary focus, like the Facebook page was a takeoff from the partnership and marketing team. I have two different teams that I lead. Marketing, because I feel that being on the board isn't just coming here and saying what you think. Sometimes it's very painful, because you need to talk with your constituents. You need to know what your community really wants and is interested in. There's only one way to do that, that's for outreach. And something that we haven't done, and one of the things that I'm working on right now, is our first outreach opportunity. We'll be up with a table at the safety fair on the 16th. Although it's our first time through and we're stumbling along, I think it will grow, because it's a real good thing to do. That way you can reflect here and make decisions based on what really is good for the community, you know? The other thing I do is I look at the fact that you come in, you get your book, and then you, at least I know I started back in 2006, I think it was. And I just flopped around and I didn't really know, there was no guidance. So I have a team that's also working on laying a foundation. Our PAB is relatively new. So we've developed attendance guidelines, bylaws. We're working on a training manual that will actually get down to the nits and grits and reality of life. When you attend a board meeting, a lot of people are shy about stepping up and speaking, and doing things like that are important. Guide people. So we're working on a training manual that will help that. But I pretty much get my fingers in a lot, because I have a big mouth.
You do a wonderful job.
So we've got three, and we've got three. Any druthers? Like I said, I'd like to take River, because my granddaughter goes there.
Okay.
And I'd like to take her because she babysits for my children.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you've already got a relationship.
But I can give her to you. If
all
you
right. Well, it's time for me to branch out then.
Actually, I'll let Sarah decide.
I'm just happy to
be here. Put her on the spot.
No, I mean, like, what are you interested
you really
in, I guess? I'm
learning as much as I can. I'm really interested in, you know, just reaching out and making sure that this is more of a seen, known factor that our parks are, you know, here, and then we're working on making them even better. I think that both of you, that's probably your goal as well. So
then we'll back up and go here. Do either of you have a strong interest in some of the things the three of us discussed? Or are you kind of like, whatever?
I don't have a strong interest.
Okay.
I agree with her because I really just want to. I mean, that's the reason why I'm here to learn, so I would be happy with anybody.
Okay.
And maybe one of the things we can look at is for the three mentors to come together and share.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they bring up a good point that we should maybe rotate mm-hmm. and give them an opportunity
yeah,
with
that's
each.
A great idea, I think.
Yeah.
Because then you'd see all aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
absolutely.
A very good idea.
And then, John, I think, didn't you say you had a little interest in mentoring as well? I know you and I were the ones that kicked this off.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could come out and we could do a tour of the port and you could share port information like that. So why don't us four get together and chat email-wise and set something up? And then maybe we can do an offline opportunity. School-wise, how does this impact your schedules, this meeting? At noon?
For me, for the most part, I already talked to all my teachers. It's not like
okay.
For me, I'm full-time running start, so I actually don't have classes on Fridays, so it doesn't impact me at all in here for
the Lucky.
I have talked to my teachers. It is a little bit of an issue, so I'm still working things out.
Great.
We'll try to be respectful of your time.
Yes.
Good. We're so happy to have them.
To be determined.
2 years making this happen.
All right. We had to. Should we do, have these two gentlemen to roll call? Chris
here. No.
And Chris still there.
Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. I was running late, and I apologize because I have to leave about 12:40 today. So, what I'd like to do is go through the motions that we have to make today. It looks to be three. One is a review and adoption of the meeting minutes from last month. We can go through that, but then we have one about the recommendation to approve Bratton Canyon Veterans Project, which I think you guys had a meeting on yesterday, is that
we did.
Correct?
Yes,
okay.
We had an open house on Wednesday night.
And then the conservation future projects. Do we need a motion for that?
I think we do, just to support the document okay. that you're sending forward, and then we also need your signature, I believe.
I just took care of that, Laura.
Pinned it down, okay.
She caught me before I even sat down almost, but
okay.
Yeah, we got that
sounds
squared
good.
Away. So moving back up, and again, I apologize. I've got a work situation. I have to attend a meeting at 1 o'clock. So then the review and adoption of the August meeting minutes, does anybody got any changes or discussion? Can I have a motion to move to accept?
So moved.
Second. All right, I have a motion.
Moved
and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Kelly, any opposed? All right, the motion's passed. So again, we'll move forward into the unfinished business section. Recommendation to approve Bratton Canyon Veterans Retreat Project. Those that attended, they want to bring us up to date? Or?
Sure, so we had an open house that was held at the List Center, Community Center, on Wednesday from 4 to 7, and the open house lasted the entire time. It was kind of a walk-in. Folks were waiting for us actually as we showed up to the community center at 3:45, and the questions ensued. And we had a lot of questions, a lot of people in favor of the camp. And in fact, this right behind me is the map that we actually showed of Bratton Canyon. So this is the existing footprint. This is an 80-acre park property that we took possession of from the Department of Natural Resources back in 2011. And so this is the existing campground that is here in the middle of the park. And with the Columbia River Veterans Organization, they wanted to install a veterans retreat known as Camp Eagle's Rest over here on at least 30 acres of the property. And so if you look closely, you'll see a meadow right here. And so this is the footprint of what they would like to propose to put in. And so we've got these cabins that sleep, eight cabins altogether that sleep four veterans. There's a bathroom right here in the middle. This is the mess hall kitchen. And then they have parking down here, some storage buildings, and the employee cabin. So there'll be up to 32 veterans that will be staying at the site. There's actually going to be staff on hand, as well as counselors at all times while there are veterans present at the camp. And so we presented this to all the folks that were there. And we actually gave a presentation right at 5:30. And the presentation lasted a full hour and a half. And so we had a lot of folks that were very positive about this installation of the veterans camp. And then we had about a handful, I would say five folks that were adamantly opposed to it. And
what was their objection?
Well, they're neighbors of the park, and they like to walk through that eastern piece, and there's trails through there, and they are fearful of losing the trails that they've had. And so we did talk about the fact that it's going to be fenced, you know, for security purposes, and but the fence will be inset well into the woods, so we can have a trail that goes all the way around the outside, so that whole piece will still be accessible. It's just not all the way through. So there's going to be, I think the footprint of the actual camp is probably going to be somewhere around 6 acres of the 30 acres, but they'll probably be fencing in about 20 of those 30 acres. So
are they going to be their own 501c3?
They have the military version of that. So it's like a 501c3, but it's military based. So
okay.
Same thing. Okay. But we can always introduce them to the Parks Foundation as well. So.
Well, I was just seeing they've already got events out. I was invited to their fundraiser last night.
Okay. Great.
So they're already raising money. So I just wondered if they had a 501c3 status and if they were going to be running money through that, and that would open them up to be able to apply for a grant.
That would be a good question for Sean Gard, who's the current mayor of Washougal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the executive director of the veterans organization. And so that would be a good question for him.
So on this bill, I just wanted to mention I would have been interested to attend that,
mm-hmm.
but we only got notified the day before. Is there any way on things like this to get heads up a little earlier?
Yeah, sorry about that. We I don't know why we didn't get you notified earlier, but I apologize.
Yeah, babysitters are always difficult
sure,
to come
difficult.
With
yeah.
last minute.
Right, so that's my fault. I forgot to get the word out about a week earlier. So we did finally set the date.
I know some of these things come up last minute, and they can't always get on our calendars
mm-hmm.
Here. But yeah, just as soon as possible, if we got it out, that would be great.
You bet. Thank you.
Bill, as far as funding, is the Veterans Organization doing all the funding themselves, or will the county be
100% funding? Of the funding will come from the Veterans Organization.
Okay.
Yep. And so they've got a budget of about $1 million to build the camp. And basically another $500,000 to run the camp for the first year. And altogether, I think over a five-year period, I think they're going to invest about $3 million.
And so how long is the agreement for?
The agreement, which is still in draft form, will be for 10 years plus 2 5-year extensions. And it'll be for a total of 20 years if the relationship goes well. And of course, those agreements can be extended beyond that if we, you know, revise the agreement. And so we need to finalize the agreement, write up a staff report, and get that in front of the board. So we let the folks there know that it's going to take about 5 weeks by the time we get it up for consent in front of the counselors. So I figure mid-October is when we will move forward with that.
And so if for some reason it doesn't renew for, let's say, we suddenly don't have any veterans that need
right.
all of the upgrades stay with us, right?
Everything that gets built on county property becomes county property the second it gets built. The agreement will state that whenever the camp is not being utilized by the veterans, that we can actually program it ourselves for overnight camping through a reservation program.
Okay.
So it's actually going to have a public component as well. And so that question did come up. It's not anticipated that the camp will be used 365 days a year. There'll be weeks where it does sit vacant. So that's a good opportunity for us to actually go in there and open up the reservations for church groups, school groups, anybody who wants, you know, Boy Scouts, whoever wants to go in there and utilize the site. Because they'll actually have a decent camp that's got.
Now, this is located just beyond Camp Hope, you were saying, when we went out.
Well, no, Bratton Canyon.
I don't know geographically where Bratton Canyon is.
I'll show you. It's actually really close to Woodland. It's on the northern county line. Okay, right here. So here's Woodland, right here, downtown Woodland.
Oh, goodness.
So it's just, and this is called Bratton Road. It turns into 389th. Bring this out. Kelly can see it also. Can you see this, Kelly? So Bratton Canyon is up in the northwest corner of Clark County. So here's downtown Woodland.
He wants you to move it over just a little bit.
Okay. And so here's Bratton Canyon up in the northwest corner of Clark County. It's about 2 miles away from Woodland. And so.
It's pretty isolated.
It really is. And so.
Exactly what they need, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful property. As you see, it's really wooded. And it's got a lot of nice amenities there with the existing camp. So basically, out of the around 30 folks that were there, I would say 25 of the 30 were in favor of the camp. The other five were not in favor of the camp. So what I'd like to get from this board is the approval to move forward, if we will, with the staff report and the agreement.
One more quick question.
Yes.
So this area will always remain open to the public.
That's correct. The 50,
even if there are veterans on this side.
Yes, on the eastern piece. Yeah, but the remaining 50 acres will be open to the public always.
And there'll be a trail for those people who were upset?
Yes, there'll be a trail around the entire camp that's existing there.
Did that appease them at all when you said that?
Say that again.
Did that appease those folks at all when you said that?
Not really, because the folks that were most adamantly opposed were the ones who go out there and actually walk it every day.
Yeah.
And so just so everybody knows, we have a park post there on site. The average usage of the site is about 6 to 7 people a day. That's how much use that place gets. And so it's probably those five, six people.
Fair enough. And they all showed up.
They want the camp for themselves. It's their backyard.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're opposed to.
Not my backyard. We always run into it.
And, of course, we had to answer all the questions of where did you go? What parks did you look at before you came here? You know, of course, we looked at Camp Curry. We looked at Frenchman's Bar. What other parks have fencing around them? And the answer was most of them. So we always put up good neighbor fences and typically in all of our parks. But this is more of a security fence because it will be. It's because of its location. And we don't always have park hosts there year-round, and this veterans camp will not be there, or won't be occupied year-round. And so we've got to make sure that it doesn't get broken into or all the assets don't get destroyed. Prior to our park host being there, that place was somewhat problematic. We had kids coming in and burning the picnic tables up and all the features that were in the existing campground. So that
this
has long since gone away because of the park host. But there's always that possibility. And that park host doesn't really have eyes on this camp because it's in the woods quite a ways. So.
Yeah. Well, a park that's used has less vandalism, that's for sure.
That's true. It really does, it supports a great cause, and that it supports the veterans with post-traumatic stress that have seen a lot of action, seen a lot of things that they can't unsee. They need to kind of talk with their own kind, if you will, folks that have been through the same experiences. It's hard for them to be re-engaged in the public when they've had some experience. And this is an opportunity for them, and there's a huge need for that kind of service to be provided.
Is the actual staff recommendation in our package?
There's a lot of information on
just
this.
Just the heads up, yeah.
We do not have the staff report.
We don't have it. Okay.
We haven't created a staff report as of yet.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm
asking for a recommendation to move forward with the staff report.
Okay. I just didn't.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we want to move forward and allow the staff to go with the staff report. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I could vote aye.
Aye. All right. Those opposed?
Token vote.
A token vote.
All right.
Love it.
So moved. All right. So we'll move to the Conservation Futures Projects, the PAV recommendation. This should be, no, there's any more discussion.
Didn't we vote on that last time?
We voted on it.
We sent to the board the first three?
We did. We voted
on the first three scenarios.
This is to support the document that is going to the board.
Oh, sorry.
Kelly and I signed.
Oh, the document that we saw.
It's in your package also. So, they're in our package.
When are they making their decision on this?
Here it is.
We have a work session coming up on the 29th of September, so the last Wednesday of this month, and so that would be the work session. I would suspect that would be a great one for everybody to
come to.
Whatever that Wednesday is. 27th. Okay, sorry. September 27th at 11 o'clock. And,
county Council?
Yep, County Council, 6th floor. And once the work session is over, we will probably follow up with a staff report, more than likely the following week, because we'll probably submit a staff report prior to that, and move forward. So, and seek the recommendation.
So September 27th, it's going to be.
What's that?
Move to.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought I was.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say it's on your calendar of events.
Okay.
Got it.
I will get all of this on the calendar.
There it is.
Oh, it continues over on the next page. Yes, ma'am.
I see it
now. I'm scribbling it down. move to approve the letter that Jay and Kelly wrote.
I'll second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Very careful. All right. So I guess we'll go back up to the unfinished business now that we've got our business side of this today's meeting done. We've done the youth member update, PIF update. Do you have anything?
Yeah, park impact fee update. This is in your booklet, and I don't think we ran the accruals from this last month. But.
Right, we were waiting for the general ledger to close, and it'll probably happen this afternoon.
Right, so we always get this document on the day of PAB, so
it's always
we always have to rush and try to figure out how much money we brought into each one of these accounts, and so we didn't get a chance to do that as of yet, but I can assure you that we did. Our funds are going up at a pretty good pace, and some of them are coming in at between $60,000 and $80,000 per month. Some are a little bit less than that. The one that the underperformer right now, which I think will change in the near future, is PIF 10. So I think we had like maybe $54,000 in the last month. It looks like we have about 56 here. And with all the construction that is going to be coming around Mount Vista in the coming months, I think that's going to explode.
Did we not close on that property in PIF 10 yet? Because the balance is still showing over $1 million for acquisitions.
We're all locked in, but they don't want to close until after the first of the year.
What? What?
For tax purposes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we're all.
I'm still sweating it, Bill.
We have a contract with them, so.
Okay.
So.
Bill, the students might need a quick overview of what PIF is about.
Oh, park impact fees. So this is this document you're seeing. So one of our funding sources that comes in is called park impact fees. And park impact fees, we collect those when developers build subdivisions. And when a new house is built, the county collects park impact fees, school impact fees and traffic impact fees because of the impacts with each house that comes into the county. And so our portion of it is park impact fees. And what you're looking at here on the sheet are the different districts that that the county is broken up into. So park impact fees are actually spread throughout the unincorporated, urban unincorporated area of Clark County, which means outside of the cities, but not in the rural area of Clark County. So basically in the urban service area of Clark County. And so we've got park impact fee district one. We really don't have anything going on there. That's in downtown Vancouver, if you will. But we do have a little piece of it, which Vancouver Lake and Frenchman's Bar are a part of. But we are no longer collecting any park impact fees. That's all been turned over to the city of Vancouver. We collect in PIF District 5, which is on the eastern side of the county, out by Evergreen High School. And that goes all the way out to, from Evergreen High School, all the way out to Hawkinson School, that whole quadrant. So it's in kind of linear lengths from north to south.
Do you have the PIF map, Jeremy?
I don't know if we have one.
You can pull it up on maps online, and then
we can pull one up a little bit later on. Yeah. And so with each PIF district, whatever development goes on in that particular month, we get fees from. And so every month we get this this ledger here that shows how many fees have come in. And so with this, we have the bottom line is the combined acquisition and development fund. That means we can actually go out and buy property, or we can develop property with this fund. And so the top two funds right here, the acquisition and the development, are the ones that we've had historically. And so back when it was just these two, I'd say two-thirds of the PIF money that came in went towards acquisition, and one-third went towards development. And so as of February 1, 2014, the county councilors agreed to combine those two funds so that everything that comes in now goes into this third row down below. So that's where all the monies are coming in on a monthly basis. So in the last year, we bought several parks using PIF money, and we're continuing to do that today. So that's kind of a recap, and I think I'll spend more time with you on all the different types of funding types when we actually sit down and do an orientation. We've got to get you your Parks Advisory Board handbooks so you can get an idea of your role here. Okay.
Bill, is there PIF information in the open space plan as well?
What's that?
There's information in the open space plan that you gave them.
Yes, there's a lot of information. Park impact fees are actually talked about at length, as well as all of our different funding sources that are available to us. It's in those books that we handed to you. So there's a lot of good reading there. You get to the fold outs. There's a section towards the back, and where the pages actually fold out, that's actually the capital facilities plan of this PROS plan, Parks and Recreation Open Space Plan. That actually shows you what our 6-year and 20-year plans are for acquisition, development, planning, master planning, trails, parks, all that stuff. Yes, Lisa?
Did you see enough just a comment? I wasn't quite clear. Did you say that there are entities that are going towards something there?
Well, Mount Vista, there's some huge subdivisions that are getting ready to take off.
Parade of Homes.
Parade of Homes is just one part of it. There's a huge piece to the west of that, and there's a lot of development going on around the Parade of Homes area. So all that development is going to provide park impact fees to us.
Oh,
so it's been largely pretty, that whole area out there has been largely quiet. Now it's under a lot of development, so we'll actually start seeing some revenues coming in, which we're very hopeful to see.
I have to apologize. I have to go. When they reorganize a place, they want everybody there when they announce it. So, sorry. I would encourage all the viewers to go to our website and look at it. You guys are great at going through websites. They're very much better than anybody my age or older. And I would encourage you to go through there. We have a wonderful website for Clark County and for the parks. And that'll help you when you have your meeting with the mentors to ask questions, things like that. To the mentors, I would ask you to copy me when you have meetings with the youth members. I will try to attend as best I can. And we'd like to help get the folks indoctrinated into helping us. And welcome, by the way. So I'll say that.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
You bet. Take care, Jim.
Back to Dave.
All right. We'll move on to trail update for the Lewis and Clark Trail. Kelsey?
Bill?
Anything?
Bill has exciting news.
Yeah.
So, okay. Bill.
Okay. So it looks like we have a location for our charrette locked in, and so down at the artillery barracks, which can seat up to 200 people. Understand? So we've got to. I still got to get that that information in, and we got to figure out the luncheon scenario.
I'm working on the luncheon right now, and I have to be out at 1, so
okay.
I'll update you on everything that I'm working on.
Sounds good. So thank you for all your help, Diana, in securing that location. We really appreciate that. So we will get that locked in and moving forward. That is for the Lewis and Clark Trail Charrette on November 18th.
Saturday, and so, November 18th.
And so we, Kelsey and I, attended a meeting. Was that last week, Kelsey?
And Kevin.
Yep.
Yep, last week.
And so with...
I think it's 8. Isn't it 8 to like 3?
Well, that's TBD.
Yeah.
I booked the room from 7:30 to 4:30, I think.
That should be fun.
Well, that, yeah, because we're not going to do the open house.
We're not going to do the open house at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the charrette with the key stakeholders that are going to be there. So
if it's shorter than the 7 hours, it'll cut back on cost.
Yes.
Because I booked it for like 7 hours. I didn't know what you guys were looking at.
So mm-hmm. Yeah, we had just barely mapped that out. We have a pretty good overview, though.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like 9 to 4?
It's like 9 to 4. Yeah, we don't want to make it too onerous onto all the folks that are going to spend their Saturday with us there.
Yeah.
But we will need a little bit of time for setup and tear down. Obviously, we want to leave it the way we found it. And so, met with Dan Miller from the National Park Service and kind of charted out how we're going to run the charrette. We're going to have essentially 5 tables, and we're going to break it up jurisdictionally. You know, so you're going to have the Camas Washougal area. We'll have its own table, and then we've got whole area between Camas and Vancouver. We've got the Vancouver downtown corridor area up to the port of Vancouver, up to Vancouver Lake, and then up from Vancouver Lake up to the Richfield. So 5 different tables with the folks that are kind of specialized, you know, the folks that are from those jurisdictions will be there. We're going to have approximately 18 landscape architects. We'll have 2 to 3 at each table. And then we might have some engineering staff there as well. So it should be a fairly comprehensive planning process. We're going to sit there, we're going to mark up those areas, look at primary routes for the Lewis Clark Trail, secondary routes, and actually ancillary trails that run through the county that make these major connections. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a really, really big deal.
Mark your calendars.
Yes. it'll be a good learning experience if you want to attend. It'll be fantastic.
November 18th. It's a Saturday.
On a Saturday, so
yeah, I don't think
lunch will be provided. Mm-hmm. Just got to figure out what lunch that is, right?
I'm thinking Russell's going to do it,
okay.
But
I've seen the long laundry list of vendors that are available.
And Mill Creek's on there, yeah.
I've seen that. Good.
So I've got some some deals with Russell. So
right.
We'll see what we can trade off on.
Sounds good. Did I miss anything on that?
Really, I mean, we kind of talked about having the landscape architects coming over to view the areas they're going to be working on.
Yes, so leading up to the charrette, probably a day or two ahead, we're probably going to get in a van with the landscape architects and actually drive the routes and to see, so they have in their mind's eye what that looks like. And so as close as we can get to the routes, obviously, there's areas where we can't go. We'll have to go all around, like from Vancouver Lake to Richfield. That whole area is basically can't drive it. But more recently, in fact, this week, we had somebody call us from Community Services, and in conjunction with Councillor Olson and Councillor Bolt, we have the Youth Commission that wants to do a field trip of Camp Bonneville and segments of the Lewis and Clark Trail. So we're going to actually set that up. We're going to have 2 vans. I think there's going to be 19 youth members altogether, as well as probably 4 adults plus 2 counselors. And we're going to go out to Camp Bonneville, show them the entire site of Camp Bonneville, and do the history on that site. And then we're actually going to go up probably to Washougal, downtown Vancouver and probably either Vancouver Lake or out to Richfield to look at three segments of where that trail is going to exist. And so to provide an idea, and then I'll talk about the trail itself. So that's that should be interesting. And I don't know if anybody from here can go on that. I need to ask that question. We're going to have two 14-passenger vans, so there will be capacity. So I might be able to see if I can invite our folks here. So you might think about that. That's on a Saturday, October 26th, I believe, is the time. 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, 10 to 2, 4 hours long. So it'll be a good opportunity to go out and actually see these two sites. So there's a lot of interest in Camp Bonneville. We're getting a lot closer to starting our master planning process on that. Of the 4,000 acre site, we're probably going to be developing somewhere around 2,500 acres of that. So it'll be our single largest park in our system. It'll actually almost double our inventory, just in that one site alone. So it's pretty amazing. So I think that's it for Camp Bonneville for right now. Or not Camp Bonneville, but the Lewis and Clark Trail. And so we did look at some area maps that were pretty intricate. And we're going to create those maps. I gave them all to Dan and Brianna with the National Park Service, so I couldn't bring them here to show you, but we will actually be recreating those maps. So you'll get a chance to take a look at them ahead of time. So.
Okay, on to Parks Tour update. Tour next week?
I think we're going to Bratton Canyon next week. So.
I will send that out to my board as well.
Okay, very good.
What time is it? It's not listed on. Here.
We usually do. When do we usually start around noon or so?
You leave from this up there.
Typically, leave from our parking lot at noon, and so we can change that up if we want, or if it's a little more convenient. If you want to make it a little earlier or something, or a little later, you can do that. But typically around noon, and I don't know if you. I guess it depends on the RSVPs. Whoever wants to come on this little tour up to Bratton Canyon, I might rent a van, or we might just take our.
Any chance we could go a little earlier? I think.
Sure.
I always have a hard time getting home by the school.
Right,
bus.
Right. And I don't think that our stay there is not going to be probably more than an hour at the very most. It's a pretty isolated
great to
site.
Great.
Yeah.
Sure. If it works for other people, don't do it just for me, because I could trail along with my car.
I'm in California next week. So.
California. Huh?
Mm-hmm. His husband's 50th birthday.
Wow.
Oh, he's getting old.
He is.
Still I'm years. Only 22.
I met him at a junior high.
Okay. Yeah, 11 will work. As long as I gotta meet with Jerry Atchison at that same time, but I'll bump him.
So 11 a.m. next Friday, meet at the complex?
Yeah, that'd be good. It's a ways up there, so it's probably best if we just have one driver going up there instead of everybody trying to find it. So it won't take us very long to get up there and to go around. So we'll leave from operations at 11 o'clock. Does that sound good? Or meet? And then leave after. I think we'll probably be about an hour and a half maximum time. And so if you want to RSVP, that'll let me know what kind of a vehicle I will need to transport us up there. Okay.
Moving on, are we doing the drone presentation?
I don't see Steve here. Didn't hear from him, so I guess we're going to have to go over that.
Could it be possible just to say my little speech and then I can leave?
Yes.
I just want to remind everybody, we have Swing More 24, and that comes up a week from next Thursday. September 21st. It is a 24-hour giving campaign. We're trying to earn $10,000. So we have swingers all the way from Washougal and Camas and Battleground and Richfield and central swingers in Estershore Park and our county swingers out in Sorensen Park.
Oh, you're going close this time.
We're going everywhere.
Try to move around.
We're going to have swingers everywhere. So I just love saying that.
I know.
So what we're looking for is I'm going to send out a sheet so you can send it out to your contacts. Bill is going to be swinging. So you want to support Bill. You want to support John. He'll be swinging out in Camas. Please get behind this, guys. All of the money that the Parks Foundation earns goes back into our community grant programs, and that'll be grants that I can give to the new veterans, that I can give to Camp Hope, that I can give to our parks and different things we want to do. So if you help me, I get to help you. So I just want to remind you of that. We also have a real exciting thing going, and I want to just touch on this briefly. The Parks Foundation met with a lot of community partners about play and kids' accessibility to sports and play in this community. And one of the things we do every year is give heavily to grants that support that. One thing that we found in talking with our community partners is we have a very difficult time getting kids kitted out for sports. It's very costly. I had 6 kids playing sports, and I can tell you that once you pay your kids the sports fees, you gear them up for sports, you pay the camps, it's very cost prohibitive to so many families. So we went to work with Catherine Garcia Stratpool at the Evergreen School Foundation, Nautilus, Aaron Griffin, IQ Credit Union, the Clark County Association of Realtors, Identity Clark County, and the Parks Foundation are starting something called the Good Sport Equipment Connection. And IQ is going to be putting out bins in their branches and at the high schools. They're in 6 high schools to collect used sports equipment to get cleats and pads and bats and balls back to kids so they can play.
They outgrow those cleats real fast.
They do, and every year you get new stuff. And working with pals and folks on this,
All right, we didn't want to hear that.
I have got the peanut gallery over here, and my bad behavior is terrible. I know. So anyway, we're so excited about this. This is our initial step to getting kids into play. And then we're launching our what's called prescription play into the Evergreen School District in 3 pilot schools. What this does is help kids get access to play as a prescription. So if you're identified by a school resource coordinator that you could really use play, you could really use getting plugged in, we're gonna help you do it. Vancouver Clinic came on as a corporate sponsor, so they're gonna be doing health and wellness with us in those 3 schools starting in January.
It's a fabulous idea.
Yes, we do have our schools picked. Crestline. I'm going to screw this up. Orchards and Silver Star. I could be wrong. Yes. Okay, good. So, and then what Vancouver School District is doing is they're doing a model just like ours, but their entrance point is through County Health. So Ann Johnson and Melissa are running that program. So we have 2 beta test programs on prescription play going at the same time to see which is the best way to get kids engaged. Through the medical model, through CMAR, or through the school resource coordinator, and have the support from the health clinics on the back end. We think this will really help get play into schools, getting our healthcare partners talking about getting kids into play and building opportunity. So these are 2 of the things that we're so excited at the Parks Foundation to be working hand in glove with our community partners to get kids plugged in. So we're hoping this will work. Our beta test is this school year, and if it works well, we'll be presenting on it. It'll be part of the Intertwine process. Intertwine's doing the same thing in Oregon, but we've got more traction. They're still talking about how it's gonna look. We sat down as a group and said, this is how it's gonna look, and we're gonna do it. And I have to tell you, Catherine Garcia Stackpole at Evergreen School Foundation has been just a fire starter on this one. So excited about the things that are coming down the pipe that we're involved in the community. While we're doing RX Play, we're still touting the Lewis and Clark Trail Project. So we kind of have those 2 anchors of what we're promoting and putting out there in the community. We'll be launching our Facebook page shortly on the Good Sport Equipment Connection. So please go in and like our stuff, share it with folks. Our first collection of sporting equipment is going to be at Booville, which is our parks event on the 28th of October. IQ Credit Union is coming with their plaid It's like a whole truck, like a plaid, like a delivery truck. And they're going to hand out swag, and they're going to start with the collection of shoes. So we're really excited about these things and what this is going to bring to the table for our kids.
Awesome. That's really cool.
You have made a huge difference in the foundation. I just have to say that.
Really?
Yes. We love you.
Okay, excuse me. I'm going to go.
She's our overachiever.
I appreciate all of you guys, and it's so nice to work with folks who are as impassioned about what we're doing as I am. And I have to say, as I bail out early, I feel terrible. The support I've gotten from the Parks Advisory Board, Kelly Putney, you, Bill, has been instrumental in the success. Our golf tournament came in the highest amount for the first time in 4 years. So we made our budget and then some. So we're excited about our direction, and we're excited about what we're able to do for you guys to put the money right back in where it belongs at the community level.
Love it.
Thank you guys so much.
So I'll wait for you to get out a little farther, and then I'll click my car. If it doesn't unlock, Diana, I'll get it to you next time.
That's your punishment. I know. Have a good day.
See you. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay, on to the app and logo.
Okay, well, we are making some forward progress. I did take time to look up all the schools. Mark, why? There is no consolidated list of all the schools in Clark County. So the list that I sent you, I didn't get any feedback on. So I just took and ran with that and sent a personal email to each of the principals inviting them to participate. And I have to say, I immediately got responses from the Clark County Youth Commission, the Firm Foundation Christian School, Fort Vancouver, Hudson Bay, and Summit View. Where's the rest of them? Jennifer's not here. I was going to poke her today. Chris, can you? I sent it on August 30th because I wanted to catch them just as school was starting.
It's a terrible time. I mean, they're pretty much ignoring all of our emails. Just because they're ignoring all the emails right now.
Okay, should I resend it?
Resend it, yeah. Wait until next week, like Monday, and then send it out.
Well, I'm out of town. I'm going to Vegas. So I'll be back in a week. And I'll do it then.
I mean, they're just all...
They were slammed, and I didn't know if they looked and thought maybe it was junk mail, but I got very positive responses from those that I sent it to. But you know, that one-on-one direct, this is just for you, I think gets a better response typically. But I sent them the guidelines, and thank you for getting the email set up so quickly, Laura. And I'd like to set up, if I can, a contact list in there. Because, you know, I'm thinking I only got one more year to go. And we should get my contact list onto some place that's going to have longevity.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the next thing on our little list is the All-PAB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. Just before I came to this meeting, Chris sends me finally the agenda and expects me to get an invite to everybody out. And I think, doesn't anybody else have contacts? So I just sent it to your email, and I'll get it to you guys as well. But the All-PAB meeting, something that I thought was, there's a lot of synergy from like-minded people that you can get. Things that you can't do by yourself, you know. Sometimes you think I'm only one person, you know, I can't do it, and you need somebody to maybe step up and say, yeah, that's a good idea, I'll do it with you. So I got all of the different PABs from Battleground, Camas, Washougal, City of Vancouver, us, and then incorporated just key individuals in La Center and Yacolt. Those are both littler areas that don't have a PAB, to bring us all together. And we did a big picnic here last summer, not this summer, but last summer. And had about 200 people, 200 and some odd, out at Klein Lane Park to get to know each other. Because, you know, I'll do something for you because I know you that I maybe wouldn't do if it came to my email and it was just somebody begging for someone to do something, right? So establishing relationships is really important. And we've moved forward with quarterly all-PAB meetings. And City of Vancouver is going to host this one. And the agenda that he sent me, we didn't get the conservation futures discussion on there. We didn't get the Lewis and Clark Trail on there.
But it says but we could just do park updates. Could we just sneak it in
and
there?
And that's what I was going to say. There is a 25-minute period where everybody gets about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I thought we could hit on that, ask for support letters on both of those issues during that time. If we put our heads together and we know who's going to speak for us, and they can jump up and hit both of those topics really hard then. But that's exciting. So, I envision that with the logo, because that's the other thing, you need to brand yourself. We're really actually pretty new. We had our big divorce, you know, with the City of Vancouver. We used to be together as a Parks Advisory Board, and now we're separate. And so branding ourselves is important, and we want a logo that we can put on name tags, T-shirts, etc. You know, I always think of visuals. And when I had the Neighborhood Association, the person who developed our logo was a high school student who won the contest. And that's where we got the idea of reaching out to the schools and having students. You guys have got the most out-of-the-box visual interpretations of things, and it was really the best logo. So we're going for that. Melada's not here, but I know that... Yeah, Elida is supporting us. I didn't see you sneak in, girlfriend. Is supporting us with their 501c3. She and I will be going out and getting the gift cards and such. We've got the trophy and plaque in mind. And I talked with, Mark Bolt's scheduler. Anyway, she says it's too early to schedule for the February meeting.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to do the presentation. To whoever wins. So I'll do the follow-up letters when I get back and see if we can get some real motion moving forward on this. I did talk with the gal. I'm a little apprehensive that we might get slammed with a lot. You know, okay. But that's okay. I'd rather have too many than not enough. So it's moving forward. And I anticipate that by February we'll have a logo.
Great.
Will you send me that letter and I'll send it out to our art teachers as well, like our art discovery coordinator. That's all she does is go out to at the elementary level and work with these kids on weekly.
Oh no, this is for high school only.
No, okay. Well, we can send it to the art teachers in the high schools too.
Yeah.
That might get a better response than the principals.
Well, I didn't know who in each. It was hard enough Googling and trying to find out who's on first with the principals. You know? Yeah. Super. Thank you for the support. I would appreciate that. And then I'll send it to you guys too. Because maybe you can chat it up with some of your artistic friends. Because that's my other concern, is that within the school, sometimes you don't have time in your schedule for that art class elective, right? So there might be somebody interested in doing it that isn't an art student. So, yeah, it's going good.
And then our youth advisory board members here would help the final selection committee?
Yeah, they might.
Yeah.
I think we got to get that lined up before the 31st of December. I'm just taking it one nibble at a time, Bill.
That's good.
Juggling as fast as I can. Yeah. Fuel. Facebook. Oh, shoot, I forgot to run over here.
Go ahead. You want to talk about your Facebook page?
Sure. So I... created it. I sent this to a couple of people, to Jay and Kelly and Barbara and Bill. Facebook's sort of annoying because they want you to have all the pages under your personal name if you create a page. But as I did not want to be subject to public records requests of my own personal Facebook page, not that I have anything indiscreet on there, I still just don't want that accessible to government search records. I created a Facebook page called the Clark County Parks Advisory Board, and then a sub-page under it. So I don't post from the board, I just post on the page. So we're slowly ticking up our likes. I mean, for a week, I think I've had it up for a week, we have about 30 likes for the page. I'd ideally like to be by like 100.
by the end of the month. So I was going to talk to Diana, but she left seeing, I mean, if she could share it on the parks, because they have a big following, if she could share our page. So if you're on Facebook, please find the page and like it, and then invite people who you think are interested in parks to also like it. A little sampling of what I posted. Places to go to beat the heat when we have that hot stretch. The Lewis and Clark Trail, some info about it. And I also posted today's meeting, like time and location, encouraging people from the public to come and share during public comment. So kind of a smattering of what we're hoping for, but again, hoping to get a bigger outreach. And I was gonna ask you, Bill, if some of Karen's events where she needs volunteers,
yes,
she could maybe email me or, you know, CC me on those so I can add those to the Facebook page.
Okay.
Did you get that thing on trail counts out there yet?
I haven't. I put them, I didn't want to do like two posts in a day. I did the meeting yesterday, so I'm going to put the trail counts up.
Okay, yeah, because that's coming up soon.
It's like a week away, right?
Yeah.
I think she's looking for,
and she is.
She's like two or three people short right now.
Okay, yeah. Well, I might be able to do the weeknight one. I'll look at my schedule. Do you have to have, like, forms filled out to be a volunteer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look into that.
But she says you don't, for this event, you don't have to do the one thing.
Okay.
Oh, she told me and I forget. But there's, it's not as stringent for the trail count.
Right,
okay.
Right.
As for
I will try to volunteer for that as well. So that's kind of where we're at with the Facebook page. If anyone has, like, a good idea or something to post, just email me or Barbara and we can put it up there. So that's that, I think.
I thought your posts about Kleinlein were really cool.
You know, it's funny, I hadn't taken the girls to Kleinlein in forever, and we went down there and Burgerville came up to us, like these guys who were for Burgerville, like a camera, and they were like, will you just eat cheeseburgers and tell us what matters to you? We're like, we'll do anything for free cheese. So we're awesome. Really into it. The girls just want to keep going back to Kleinlein because they think there's free treat cheeseburgers there.
Oh.
They're
not, so.
Neat. That's yeah. Cool.
Okay. Safety fair coming up. Still need a volunteer?
I still need another volunteer.
Look at all these young people at the table who can take my spot I originally volunteered for.
Yeah. Kelsey was going to work it. Dave's still coming. And it's fine. It's my neighborhood. I like to get out there and meet my neighbors, so I don't mind staying all day. I probably would do that anyway.
I'll be out there for a while too, Barbara. So
you can come. Oh, yeah. And then did Jeannie get that collage?
Yes, she did. It's 200 MVs, so she was not able to email it.
Does she need a thumb drive or a flash drive?
Yeah, I told her she could use my cloud saves.
But when she tried to advance, something got corrupted, so she's working on it as we speak.
Okay.
And she will have it to you Monday morning at your office.
Perfect, yes. I can take it.
And if not, you can stop by my house. I'll give you a jump drive that she can put it on.
Okay.
Because I always have a bunch of those hanging around.
I brought mine.
Are we doing those necklaces?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got
those. We got 240 discs, I think, that we've made up.
Okay.
They're drying in our carpenter shop right now. We just got to drill a hole in the top so we can put a string around them.
Okay, I can sit at home and put strings through them if you need me to, or...
Super duper.
Just let me know.
I'll call you when I get back because it's going to be really tight. I got a bunch of stuff, bing, bing, bing,
right,
when I get back from Vegas next week. But
we've got a bunch of stuff in the office waiting for you.
And I forgot to tell you, I'm going to be in Vegas on the 8th.
Okay.
So I'll be stopping by later in the week.
Okay.
But we've had a hard time getting the brochures as well. But
yes.
I have to laugh. I made a trip down to Vancouver City Hall.
Right.
Stuffed my purse full.
Clean them out, huh?
And I'll make another trip. Because when I talked to Chris, we don't have any. Well, I went down there and there was...
What are we looking for?
I wanted the trail map. Now, do you have that box that we got from Dave Perlick, member of the Clark County, the one that we did together, not the one that said Vancouver?
You mean the box full of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't find them anywhere, so I don't know if they got distributed already or not. And I talked to Monica Tuberville.
So,
she's ordered 10,000, or she's trying to order 10,000.
No, she didn't get that approved.
But she did. She said she ran into a problem with procurement, so she's going to try again next week. But, of course, that's too late.
That's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll be better prepared for the next time. I think, you know, as I've always said, it's always nice to have stuff on your table.
Karen's got a bunch of handouts for the volunteer program.
Yeah, for the volunteer program. Yeah, I asked her for that because that's a great place to get volunteers.
Absolutely. Students have no clue what the safety fair is.
Oh. Maybe you've all been to a safety fair at one of your local, either fire station. It's in your packet. What it is, because I know I've been taking my kids since they were this high, Clark County Sheriff's Office coordinates this. And it's a time where, well, the neighborhood kicks in and buys hot dogs. And so there's free hot dogs for everybody and chips and soda pop. Sometimes
apples,
there's...
a crate of apples.
Oh, a crate of apples this year.
Nice.
Okay. Different chow because people always love free food, right? But there's also, you can get your kids fingerprinted at some of them. Bike helmets, you can get them for $5 and have them fitted. So those are cheap bike helmets. All sorts of things that are safety related. Fun things are always like the big helicopter, the rescue helicopter comes. The canine dog, they have a demonstration where he actually is there in his big puffy suit and the dog attacks and takes him down, you know? Just all sorts of interesting things, family oriented. And each of them does it once a year. I've attended the one in Hazeldale and then the one out on 179th Street near the fair at the safety complex. This is where this one is at. And you'll find tables set up from all sorts of organizations at these things. And for example, a lot of the neighborhoods will have, the neighborhood association is not like your little personal neighborhood, but there are defined 29, 28 in Clark County unincorporated area that are supported by the county. And it's just a communication vehicle to all of the members that live within a certain geographic area. And they will set up tables to, well, get information out. That's the main thing. But you'll find hospitals are there, and they've usually got all sorts of gimmies and little games to play for prizes, and lots of brochures. If you want information, that's the place to go. So it's Saturday, September 16th, from noon to 4, and as part of our outreach, we're going to set up a table there, and we will have, a map, not as big as that, but a map of Clark County with all of the parks on it. And we will have, I've got a spreadsheet with all the stuff that we will have. But just a lot of information about parks. And yeah, I hope we can find those trail maps because that's a big thing. Bill is going to have a big 2x3 on the Lewis and Clark Trail because that's a big thing that people are talking about now. It's when we did our comp plan, that was the thing that we heard over and over and over again in these outreach meetings, was that we don't have enough trails or connected trails. So that's the number one thing on our list as far as accomplishing for Clark County, is getting the trails rolling and connected. But this is a fun day. It's a chance to meet your neighbors. I know that I live in Whipple Creek, and I'd lived there for many years, and I didn't know about Whipple Creek Park just down the street on 21st, that there's an entry to it there, until I actually got involved in parks. So there's a lot of people that don't know that they've got neighborhood parks, maybe just a couple of blocks away. So this is a good chance to share information. So if any of you want to attend and sit at our table and just kind of see what's going on, you're certainly welcome. Just let me know. But I would like to have one more person. And there's nobody here to look at because Dave's already going to be there. You got your thing out in Camas. She's out of town. Maybe Jamie could sit with me.
Well, I'll be there all day, plus we have several volunteers too.
The reason I like
have the fishing game.
Yeah. Reason I like to have two is that if you're busy talking with one person, many people will walk off because you're busy engaged with them. So it's always good to have at least two people at a table. But I think it'll be an exciting start for us. If nothing else, the box will be organized for the next time.
Yes, for sure.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Okay. New PAB brochure distribution. What is that all about, anyone?
So there were some challenges in the way it lined up at the print shop, so they didn't get it done. So I redid it.
Oh.
And I just wanted you to look at it.
What didn't line up?
It didn't line up in the...
In the fold?
They have an automatic folder and it didn't
It didn't fold in thirds at the right place.
Right. So I just want you to look at it.
That's fine.
And then...
I'm sure you did great, Laura.
We'll get it done this week.
So we'll have some to have at the table.
I really wanted to have some for everybody to take back to their community and, you know, give away to people, but that didn't happen.
Because that is a big thing of us being there, is making people aware that they do have a Parks Advisory Board, that they do have a place to go and have their voice heard, that we hold these meetings and that they're open. So I would be devastated if we didn't have at least that brochure.
Oh, and I mean, at the very least, if we had to print them and I hand-folded them, I would make it happen.
Oh, bless your heart. No, we wouldn't want you to do that.
I don't think I'll have to.
Yeah, other than I'm leaving tonight, so.
So I brought it with me for you to look at, and then if you approve it, then I'm just gonna, we'll get it done.
I'm sure it's mine, dear.
Okay.
I'm sure it's
mine. It's copy and pasted from yours.
Copy and paste. I could have sent you a deal.
So Barbara, for all the stuff for the fair, we've got a lot of set out for you. Did you want to pick it up before you leave to Vegas, or you want to wait until after you get back?
I can't do it today. Oh God.
You got it.
Yeah, I got slammed. I got to get the rest of the emails out on the all PAB meeting.
Good.
I've got to track down some. Oh, that works. This is the little brochure that my team put together. And there's only two, so. Okay.
I have flat copies, I think.
That just talks a little bit about PAB. Looks nice, Laura. Thanks.
You know, the Light and Music Association, we have a partner printer, and I'll be willing to read out. And they'll do it on
whatever
emergency run.
Okay.
So let me help.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can probably handle it though. If we need to, I'll give you a shout. Sound good? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but we will want to get it. I'll fix it electronically for future.
Right.
Which reminds me, is there a place online that we can put documents like this on our website?
Well, We've got our Parks site. Just gotta send it to Jeff, and he'll get it on there right away.
I'll send him the PDF copy, and he'll get it on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
That's great. Thank you, Barbara.
All PAB meeting coming up September 28th. Invites are going out. RSVPs are requested.
Yeah, because they're going to do dinner. They're going to serve us dinner. They're also doing, I was surprised they changed it at the last second, because I got one and then immediately a revised agenda, doing a walking tour of the new waterfront park project.
Fantastic.
So, bring walking shoes, it says, and a safety vest if you've got it, yada yada, it'll be good.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
And it looks like we need to change our November meeting.
It's a holiday.
Yes. I talked to Kelly about that, and he came in my office the other day. And what we did last year is we had a combined meeting, so we combined the November and December meeting. And at that particular meeting, I did a year in review last year. And so Kelly seemed to think that was a pretty good idea. Kelly should be there. Confirm, but is that what you guys would like to do again this year?
I thought it was nice.
Great idea.
Okay, and so we just need to figure out what that day will be. So, because the November PAB meeting falls on a holiday, and so
did we say the
17th, Kelly? The following week.
I thought we did.
Okay,
that's the day before the charrette. Is that going to stress you and Laura out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends on if we're doing the tours with the landscape architects, which we might be doing. Yeah. And how about the following week, Kelly?
It's Thanksgiving.
That is Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
We'll be closed.
Would that be about the first week of December?
I'll be in Hawaii.
And I can't make the regular December meeting because I'll be gone.
Okay.
You guys can do it without me. I wouldn't even be nice and scoopy.
So,
what if we moved it to the first? What about the first Friday? Friday of November?
The first Friday of November?
Mm-hmm.
That works.
The first.
Does that work for most people?
I'll be in Hawaii, but that's fine.
How long are you going to be in Hawaii, woman? I want to go. Is there 3 weeks in Hawaii?
No, just two.
Nice.
That's why you retired, girl.
I know. Gosh. Well, I'm semi-retired, I guess.
How's that look for you, Kelly?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it then.
What is the date?
It's the 3rd.
So November 3rd?
November?
What?
December.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on here?
Wait,
December
we're talking
1st.
About, I thought we were talking about November.
No, number 2.
Oh, are you talking November?
The first week of November.
Oh, November.
I'm going backwards here.
Oh, November 3rd. You're going to go early. Okay. That I can make.
Okay. Does that work with everybody?
I can do November 3rd.
I can do it.
Okay.
Give that a shot.
So we need a motion on that.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't hurt
all the way. I have to move the meeting to November 3rd.
Okay, I second it.
Combining November and December.
And combining November. Okay.
December.
I second.
Aye.
All in. All right, any more discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Bye.
All opposed. Perfect. And pass it. Okay.
Great.
Manager's report.
Yes. Let me get this passed out.
Bill, I put this in your packet. Is this the one?
That's the one, yep.
Okay. Do you have a packet, Jeremy?
This one is the property acquisition number. I put it to the PAP folders.
It's in the folder. The final items.
We want to show it up online for our guests in the audience. Does everybody have a copy? Okay. So the Agri Farm deed has been recorded as of today, in fact, and the property purchase is now complete. So we own that little triangle, which will be very helpful for us for the Lewis and Clark Trail. And plus it'll actually, we'll own the piece of property that we always thought we owned in the first place for the last 30 years. So I'm glad to see that's completed now. So the next piece here, and it's in your packet. So this is developers from Ashley Point Subdivision. Kelly, I think I'll have to move this camera. Let's see.
That's my project.
Can you see okay, Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, that one's good.
You can kind of run over and put a munchie.
How's that? Can you see the screen?
All sorts of goodies for you.
No. Okay. How about now, Kelly? Okay? Can you see anything?
No, I can't see you guys at all.
Uh-oh. I just moved the screen over to the projector.
Yeah, but I lost the
control. You did. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
whenever you back up, Kelly. I can see you.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I can see you.
I'm going to try to, I'll move on with this while Laura's trying to bring Kelly back up again. So a developer recently approached us. They want to actually donate a 5-acre parcel to us. It is basically on the confluence of the Salmon Creek. Here's the Salmon Creek Greenway, Klein Line right here. So Salmon Creek Park, the Greenway, comes out to Northwest 36th Avenue. And just downstream, you can see it where Salmon Creek actually comes into Lake River. And so this is the confluence right here. And so the 5-acre parcel, they actually want to donate that to us before the end of this year. So we need to kind of move quickly on it. And so
pretty excited. So is that heading north or south from Bliss? Right up there is Bliss Road.
Bliss Road is up this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is south.
So it's south towards the town.
Erickson
okay.
Farms.
Yes.
Oh, by Erickson Farms. Okay.
Right. And so, as you probably know, that you know, we get Vancouver Lake down this way. Our Lewis and Clark Trail is going to be going along either this alignment or this way, but one of the two. One of the 12 packages that this board recommended to go forward is to look at all these properties along this corridor here. We're hoping that if this donation comes through, other property owners might follow suit, and we might actually get a lot of these properties, hopefully, donated to us. We hope. So, but this will be the start, and what's nice is that it is at the confluence, so it's actually kind of a highly prized piece of property. So we are gonna fully engage in this donation and see if we can get this taken care of, because they want to get it done for tax purposes by the end of the year, so we're cool with that. So. That's pretty exciting. Anytime we get a donation, you know, to the county for future park property or future trail property, we're always excited about that. Okay, that's that. And so, any discussion on that?
Just it sounds awesome.
It does. Okay. Next thing is the tree thinning operation. Kevin Tyler finally got that moving. So that's underway at Camp Bonneville. That'll last through the course of this year, and then on the first phase, and the second phase will start in this next year. So basically, for those of us who are actually on the tour, you can kind of see some of the areas that were thinned. There's a lot of overcrowding of the trees out there, so they're basically going out and taking about one of every three trees out to increase the overall health of the forest. And so it's going to be very helpful. Plus, it provides revenue that goes directly back into Camp Bonneville that we can use for development of the site, master planning and development.
Are you all aware of Camp Bonneville?
Yeah. You heard of Camp Bonneville before? About a 4,000 acre piece of property. It's gigantic. And it was a military training base for many, many years. There's actually two camps within Camp Bonneville. Camp Bonneville is an old camp, and there's Camp Kilpack. So it's two separate camps where they've got a mess hall. They've got several buildings out there, you know, where the officers used to sleep and the soldiers used to sleep.
What's the vintage on those buildings? About the 30s?
I would say 30s, 40s, not vintage. And both those camps are actually designed to be temporary. So they're not on the historical register because of that, because they were meant to be temporary. And so the one thing we have to take a look at is whether we're going to preserve those or not. Some of them are rough, there's no doubt about it. We have to look at asbestos, we have to look at lead paint, we have to look at all kinds of toxins that are, you know, within the two sites. The U.S. military has spent the last 10 years cleaning up all the unexploded ordnance off the entire site of Camp Bonneville.
Ordnances are bombs.
So there's probably about 1,500 acres, which is called the Valley Floor. So they spent the last 10 years and about, I'm going to say, well over probably $15 to $20 million cleaning up ordnance. They are about 99.5% done, so which means we can actually start doing the master plan and development of that site starting hopefully next year. I've got a decision package submitted to the county councilors to support the starting of the master plan. And once we initiate that, I would assume that master plan is going to cost
probably $200,000 to $300,000. It's going to be about a 2-year process because it is an enormous site. We're going to have all kinds of amenities at that site. It's going to have overnight camping. We'll probably have BMX courses. We'll have mountain bike courses. We'll have equestrian. We'll have disc golf. Shooting ranges. We'll have FBI shooting range that's already there. We'll have the county rifle range that'll be relocated. So we're going to have archery ranges. There's actually a lot of room for just about anything that we can imagine that we want to put into that site. So it's going to be our version of a national park, if you will. It's just gigantic. It's huge. So that's forthcoming. So looking forward to that. Jeremy's working on making improvements to the Dinger Dome out at Prairie Fields. We've got the Prairie Fields Association are working with some stakeholders to actually revitalize the Dinger Dome as well as build another building to support a practice facility out there. So the pitching machines will probably be coming back. And so I know Councilor Bolt is really excited about that because that's his stomping grounds. He grew up out there. And so with any luck, we can go and get into a decent partnership where we will actually revitalize the Dinger Dome that's been there for many years, as well as what's the size of that new building that they're anticipating? 80 by 100? It's a pretty good sized building that will actually attach to the Dinger Dome. And so it's primarily for girls fast pitch and slow pitch softball. So, but it's going to be open to the public as well. So it'll be an interesting addition too. So we're getting a lot of good relationships out there with Prairie Fields. A lot of different user groups are out there, and it's gaining a lot of popularity. So I kind of look forward to seeing that location expand. And what's nice about it is it's not really cost us anything. We do have when we took over the property, we also asked for $200,000. To make code improvements, so electrical, plumbing, just to make, and ADA accessibility, all that kind of stuff to make sure that the site is up to a standard that, you know, public can be allowed onto it from a county standpoint, but the rest of it is up to them. So whatever they want to do with that site, it's going to be their money, and it's including the maintenance. So it's been a really good relationship. And I've already talked about this upcoming field trip with the community services on the youth commission to go to Camp Bonneville and portions of the future Lewis and Clark Trail. So it's going to be coming up on October 21st from 10 to 2. So far that there's 19, there's a total of 32 youth members from 8 different schools that represent the commission. And so 19 so far have signed up for this field trip, and I think more may sign up. So. I'll see if you guys want to come along. I'll see if we can get permission to do that so you can join those folks. I think we talked about this already, but our construction division, they're preparing to construct Otto Brown Neighborhood Park. Before the end of this year, they have to start at least one phase of it. So to keep our permit intact, because it does expire on December 31st. So if we get one phase done, then we can continue on into spring until the park is completed. So. Looking forward to that. So another new neighborhood park to add to our fleet. So that's all I've got.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Go ahead and do a roundtable discussion.
I have one quick question before we do that. I saw something briefly on Twitter, but I didn't see how it ended, how the counselors were discussing the church property we talked about in one of their meetings, where they took the money but didn't build the parking lot. So
yes.
How did that end up unfolding?
So I met with the counselors at board time and presented to them the unique situation that the church was in, mm-hmm. and the counselors decided not to support that. I gave them the three options that we could potentially exercise, and that is just a little bit of background for those who are not privy to this. We engaged back in 2014 with the Amboy Church to construct soccer fields, a sports complex, onto their grounds. They had about 30 acres out there. And so we entered into a long-term agreement with them, And with that, we gave them $400,000 to construct a parking lot, a water quality facility for the parking lot, as well as soccer fields. And so they completed the soccer field to a rudimentary state. It doesn't have irrigation, but it was leveled, seeded, and it's usable as a soccer field. They built the parking lot, but they did not complete it. They put all the infrastructure in, the curbing, the drainage that fed into the bioswale, but they never asphalted the parking lot. So per county code, you gotta have a functional parking lot if you wanna use the land. And so that was one thing they never did. Another thing that they did do was they went out and got two loans, interest-only loans, back in the 2005 timeframe, or 2015, I'm sorry. And it was about $395,000 in loans, and those loans were called to be due and payable at the end of August. And the church had no ability to pay that. So the officials from the church came to us and asked if there was something that we could do to help. So I took that to the board, and basically the three options that we had were to go out and get the property appraised and buy the property, so the county would actually own that church property ourselves, and so whatever that appraisal amount would come in at, it could, or what was owed on the loans, whatever was less. Second option was to let it go into default, which will take about 6 months. So as of August 30th, they basically did not satisfy the loans, so they're probably starting that procedure right now. They have about 3 to 4 months to correct the default situation. If that doesn't happen, it'll go to a sheriff's trustee sale, and at that point we could step in and bid on the property, probably for pennies on the dollar. And so the third option was to basically back away from it, and that's what the councilors chose. They said if we were to buy the property, let's say it came in at $300,000 for us to buy it, our next step would have to go pave the parking lot. That's another $300,000. We have no idea if the leagues that we'd be playing out there would be able to sustain the maintenance of that site, or if we would have to pay for it. If we had to pay for the maintenance, it could be an additional couple hundred thousand dollars a year. So essentially what it amounts to is a money pit. And so the councilors wanted to back away from it. We might reapproach it at some time in the future. There's always that option. The option of somebody from the private sector buying that property at the auction, if you will, and then that property goes away. We won't have any more soccer fields out there. My argument was that we have no sports fields north of Lewisville Park. And even Lewisville Park is not a sanctioned sports field. It's just a ball field out there. But we want to try to establish a presence in North County. And so so we're at jeopardy of losing that right now.
Is the county going to be asking the church to pay some of the money back?
The way it works, there's a board of the Amboy Baptist Church board who are not directly affiliated with that particular church property. They are actually the first position lien holders. They had one of the loans that they want their money back on. Uh-huh. The second loan was through a private company, and our $400,000 portion that came from REIT funds, we're in the third position. Chances are we will not receive that money back. So whatever they collect at the sheriff's sale, if you will, the trustee sale, it'll go to the first position first, then whatever's left over will go to the second position, we're in third position.
So I would assume going forward, because this really just gets to you, that we would be more cautious in entering into agreements like this in the future.
Well, a big lesson learned that I told the counselors and our interim county manager is if we ever get into a public-private relationship, mm-hmm. we own the ground. That is the number one first step.
Yeah.
So whatever we do, we own the ground, because whatever gets built on county property becomes county property.
Yeah.
So if we do it vice versa, we're always at risk of losing our assets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just don't want to repeat that mistake again, because $400,000.
Yes, $200,000.
Neighborhood park.
And that was on a 30-year agreement, I believe. So we only got just a few short years out of that $400,000, so it's very unfortunate.
Well, that didn't get run through PAB, that decision. Well, even when we were PRAC. It's outside the UGA, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's North County.
And so it just was just a decision made by.
It came up quickly. They came to us on the first week of August, and the loan was due and payable by the end of August.
No, I meant the original.
Oh, the original?
The original decision.
Yeah, it happened. It happened in 2013, I think, and it went into effect, I think, 2014. I wasn't that was back when it was all handled by Vancouver Park Parks.
Yeah, that was the fracture point.
Yeah, it was before I was in this position, so I wasn't really too privy with that information until.
Well, Kelly and I were on PRAC at that time.
Right.
And I don't remember anything about that decision.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know the history there.
Yeah.
But it's basically
just trying to figure out how it happened. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lesson learned. That's for sure.
Lessons learned.
Yeah. So anything we do is going to start with county property, and we build from there. Does that help answer the question?
Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to know where that kind of ended up.
Sure.
I was curious.
Yeah. It's nowhere.
Okay.
That's it.
Back to roundtable. Laura, anything?
Well, we're wrapping up our reservations for the year. The shelter reservations will end at the end of this month, and then they'll just be open shelters for that period of time starting October 1st. But we already have almost 70 reservations for next summer, this next year already. So they're still busy answering the phones, and the parking fee program's gone really well. We've collected, Bill, was it nearly $400,000 that Eric said we got from the parking fee program?
$440,000.
Yeah, so it's my opportunity to audit all of that. So I've been busy with that. But everybody's just really busy still, and just have a great team. Glad to be a part of it. I'll leave it at that.
That's awesome.
We're always glad to have you.
I like how you said opportunity. It's a chore.
Yeah,
it's my opportunity.
It's new. Trying to figure it all out. So, but it's good.
We're hoping we're going to hit the $500,000 mark this year. And this is a startup here, so it's very impressive. I mean, when we shut the program down in 2013, I think we were at $340,000. So that was for the whole year of 13. And I was really impressed at how many passes we sold this year. So I think we're going to hit, 3,500? I think we've sold 3,300 so far.
Yeah,
does that come into your budget, into the park budget?
Yes.
Directly?
Yes. It doesn't come directly back, but it does show up as a revenue, so we can use it to...
We can spend it.
We can ask against it, you know, if you will.
Okay.
So for general fund, it goes back to the general fund, but it does show up as a revenue to us. So if we need to ask for something, we can say, hey, here's the offsetting revenue.
Okay.
But on the MPD side, which is just one park that's Klein Line, Salmon Creek, that one comes directly back into the budget. So.
On that note, Eric said he'd be very willing to come provide information to you at the November meeting. Mm-hmm. Would you like that?
Yep.
I would. Okay. Yeah.
Your interview.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll confirm that with him. Okay.
I don't have much. I'm just going to do a plug for Portland Fire is playing Portland Police at Providence Park on Sunday. It's a fundraiser for both of their charities. So food donations for the police, toys for the firefighters, former Timbers players are coaching the teams, Nat Borchers and Jack Jewsberry. It's free, the concessions are open. It's fun to take the kids and you can sit close, and it's a good fundraiser, especially for Portland Fire. Those guys have been out at the Eagle Creek Fire and stuff, so come support them. And my husband's playing in it, so that's why I want you to come.
Awesome. Nice.
And that's all I got. I have one thing for you about some signage later, but I won't bore the group with it. It'll take like 5 minutes about some signs that seem kind of wacky.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you just
you got anything?
Being like, oh, I've had the best time here today.
Not the best time.
Perfect.
So it's a good time if you have any questions or any events or something that popped up in your head while we were going through things, just an option to say something. So, you don't have to.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank
all
you.
Of you.
I'm glad you're here.
Sir, anything?
Sorry, I'm just getting over being sick. But I volunteer at Legacy Salmon Creek, and they have a lot of different fundraising events, and if there's anything, I'll make sure that I bring that here. We can share that. I know that there's a lot of different opportunities, and we can probably work something out there, so if anything pops up, I'll make sure that I let everyone know.
Awesome. Great. Wonderful.
I got nothing more.
Vegas.
I'm off to Vegas, baby.
Elton John there again?
Cher.
Oh, Cher. I'm going to teach Cher this time. All right. Awesome.
If you're not aware...
No, not Cher. I want to see Cher. J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo.
Yeah. Cher's not coming until...
Until your next trip.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm already planning that.
If you're not already aware, Woodland and Battleground are busy working on getting YMCA community centers, and Camps Washougal is hot on that trail as well. I start to think that the port and or the city of Camps is going to have land, and I'm struggling some to get the cities to play ball together, but that's one of my current projects. So more to come if and when that develops further.
How much land do we need for that?
I think 5 acres is plenty.
Okay.
I have 20 at the port, so it could very well be an anchor tenant to kick off the waterfront development, which would be really cool.
Awesome.
But I have to convince Candace.
I don't have anything to add. Bill, anything?
I think there's an event coming up here. It's called Kicks for Kicks, and that's kind of what Diane was talking about. That's an event that's being held right here at Luke Jensen. It's I think it's a kickball, and there's going to be a lot of county officials there. It's on the same day as the safety fair. I think it starts at 9 in the morning and goes until like 4 in the afternoon. It's kind of an all-day event. It's a fundraiser to get athletic clothing for the kids who are in need. So that's the premise of it, to get them shoes, soccer shoes and football shoes and that kind of thing. So that'll be here. I just want to have a chance to thank you all for volunteering as your Parks Advisory Board members. I know it's a really takes a big chunk out of your day, out of your schedule, so you can be doing other things, but I really appreciate your dedication and commitment of being advisory board members, and it means the world to me. So you guys are wonderful people, and I really do appreciate being here with you. So thank you.
Thank you, no.
Okay. And then, is it Nicole, or yes. Are you?
Yeah, my name's Nicole.
Oh, you're
Yeah. Okay, I'm Sarah and Nicole. Okay, do you have anything to
add? Oh, I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
I took notes, sorry.
Perfect. Chris?
In anticipation of the bond, the district will have on the ballot in February. Our citizens group is having a golf tournament on September 30th.
Ooh.
At Green Meadows. I'll send you guys the link and the info. But
that'd be great.
It'll be a much more low-key event than the park thing was, which was huge. But we're hoping to raise about $10,000.
Awesome.
Just give them some money to help us campaign and
wonderful.
Do all that good stuff. So.
Perfect. And
Milana,
did you have anything since you weren't here earlier?
No, I'm really happy to report that Cal needs referral to the Columbia Mill work very well, and we have the quote for the arches, and I do hope we can work something out to where we can use that foundation to help the council.
Yes.
Great. Well, took Aiden Brindley and I over to a park in Portland that has some of this ADA play equipment on it.
Yeah, Milana showed me some photos of that.
It's fabulous. Have you been there?
She showed me some photos, but I've not been there.
Totally awesome, and I can't wait for it to be up near us. I hope that we get a little presentation and get involved in that.
Yes, that's awesome.
Some of the equipment is on our list from that far.
Yeah, totally cool.
Great.
I haven't seen a merry-go-round, and I can't remember when. And I know as a kid, I loved them. I remember Jennifer Halleck talking about the merry-go-round that they had at the school that they were taking back out because of safety issues and such. This ADA one addresses all the issues that Jennifer
right.
talked about.
That's awesome.
Do you have anything, Kelly?
Are you there, Kelly?
I just want to remind everybody that that council meeting support, we did number you there, and I think convinced that the bond was property.
Yes.
That's all I have.
When are you coming home, Kelly?
I don't know.
If ever. Kids are loving their pumpkin. That Cinderella pumpkin's looking good.
Yeah, they'll love it. There's two of them.
Yeah, they're giant.
Right on.
He's in Europe. He's our traveling man.
Bill, you had mentioned that you wanted to just remind them about elections.
Oh, yes. So our November meeting, of course, we'll have a December meeting. That's going to be combined, so we'll have to do elections of officers at that particular meeting. So start campaigning. I know, it comes up quickly. So, all right. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Too late.
I didn't hear.
What was that, Kelly?
Did not hear.
Adios.
Adios. Take care. Thank you.
So, Dave, you're going to step up this next year?
I don't think so.
Come on. You did a great job.
My wife would probably kill me.
Yeah, she loves you.
For now, it's only.
You having a baby? When?
Thanksgiving.
Ooh, how exciting.
That's soon?
Is it a boy or a girl?